permission to be confidential, only because my partner didn't really want to be identified, but I don't have a problem with it being made public.
Yes.
Some of the issues that I wrote about were some sort of anecdotal evidence of when I was working with people living with HIV/AIDS and some of the discrimination that I saw witnessed within the hospital settings, within legal settings, all sorts of things where people had been together for a very long time, perhaps went out to their family and one partner was very ill. I've seen a person's partner excluded from a hospital bed when they're dying, the family excluding them. I've seen people that have had to move out of their home that they've lived in for 20 years within a week of their partner dying, which, you know, when you're talking about a long-term relationship, you wouldn't expect heterosexual people to do that. You would give them space. I've seen, you know, people having their furniture taken away from them by the family members coming in and taking bits and pieces. And, you know, just if you haven't got all your everything organised and everything, you know, the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and even if you have, you know, people would still challenge, you know, what the person's wishes were.
Mm.
So I probably talked to you about that, but my personal situation is I'm a lesbian mother. My daughter's father is a gay man. And I suppose the weird thing in WA, we have these great new laws, but it actually gave away his rights of parenting, which, you know, it's a bizarre sort of twist of what he thought it was such great legislation. But I haven't been able to tell him that within WA, that's what the situation was at the time when my baby was born. I was a woman, and she had more rights to the child than he did. So, you know, I haven't had the heart to tell him that, but obviously, you know, be co-parent and everything's fine. But also now I'm in a different relationship and I do receive positive discrimination where I've run Centrelink to let them know I've moved in with my partner who earns a lot more money than I do and they don't care. So, you know, they're still happy to give me family payment, which I don't get very much because obviously I earn money as well, but they're just not interested. So, you know, I made a point of saying, you know, I'm letting me know because, you know, it's right. You need to know that situations have changed. But they, I mean, I must admit, the people that are on the other end of the phone have been quite supportive and quite good, and they haven't sort of said it in a way. They've just said, well, it's good for you, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you don't come within the definition, so yeah. They don't take any notice of your assets. That's the positive discrimination we've heard about.
Yeah. But I suppose the downside of that is the tax benefits for my partner. Being able to possibly put money into superannuation for me and claiming it, or even claiming my daughter as a dependent of our household. You know, there's a downside to it as well. So I think I've mentioned that in the submission that I made.
Thank you. Yes.
That was an issue. I do work for a union, and fortunately at my union we have a clause that defines a family as a same-sex relationship as well, so if I did have to take time off I would be protected. But I work with a lot of people who, you know, ring me about different aspects of their working entitlements, and they don't have the same clauses in their agreements or their contracts and aren't able to, you know, take advantage of the same things.
Good.
And even just the I mean, in a broader sense of that definition of family, as a lesbian, my definition of family is not about blood relations, and quite often people are ostracised from their blood relations. To me, my family is the people that are significant in my life, and, you know, they could be blood relatives, they may not be, but, you know, I know we all talk about family and say family, and it means a completely different thing. But just recognition that, you know, families are not the husband and wife and 2.5 kids anymore. You know, families are blended, families are, they take all different shapes and sizes, and I suppose recognition of that would include my family situation as well as other people in this room. So thank you for the opportunity as well, because I think it's not very often that we do actually get to tell our stories and talk about our lives and talk about our experiences, and I do say thank you for that.
Thank you.